kind of in the right place at the right time. And Flip today said that the game wasn't too big for you. And
yeah, I was fine. I was where I was supposed to be every play. Just did my job.
Did it feel natural and comfortable to you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Were you hoping the ball would come your way at some point?
I hope that Johnny goes right through his progression the right way, and that's what he did.
Yeah. Coach Fennin said that with Art line out, he could expect an increased role out of you. How much are you looking forward to continue to build off where you're just getting in the game the other day for 16 snaps? How much do you look forward to really building off that and having that increased role?
Just like all my other teammates, you know, we all rely on each other, so they're going to rely on me anytime, you know, if I go in the game as well. So just go in there, do my job, don't make it anything bigger, and that's it.
How did your, when you went out there and had your workout with the Seahawks, how did that go, and what did they kind of tell you?
I stayed extra day or two there before they even made the decision to not sign me, so it went real well. I was still hurt at the time as well, so.
So when was that, like in October or something?
It's probably like two, three weeks after I got released from there.
Oh, okay. Did they tell you to kind of stay tuned in case something came down the pipe? We talked to Pete Carroll yesterday, and he raved about it. What did you take from your time with Pete Carroll, and will this be kind of special to go back and play there at all?
It's the 12th man's special place. Speaking of Coach Carroll and his coaching staff, I mean, they're class act, first class coaching staff. I mean, I think he's one of the best coaches I've ever had. We got a great coach here as well. I had a lot of great coaches, and he's definitely one of them.
You mentioned that they kind of were a little bit intrigued with the notion of you playing wide receiver when you were out there. Did they ever bring it up? Did they try to
I guess anybody with, you know, my athletic ability, they wanted to. I don't know. Nobody really talked to me about that at the Raiders. I don't know. They didn't really bring it up at all.
How far back did you go? He said he thought you were the number one high school recruit in the country coming out, and he just kind of said, I wish we could have gotten the recruiting going a little more. In Ohio when he was at USC, but did you have encounters with him back then?
Yeah, I've spoken to him several times. It was too far away. He was at USC. It's a great school, obviously. That's all the conversation we really had until they picked me up until they traded for me, like 13 or 14. 14.
What about this Seattle defense? What kind of challenges do these guys present?
I played, you know, quarterback versus those guys against their first team, you know, a lot. So camp and practice and all that stuff. I know how they play. Definitely. I mean, they're a great defense. You know, just how I tell the other receivers and, you know, been telling the offense. I've been trying to give them tips. I mean, you got Errol Thomas back there. He's relentless, very quick to the ball. He makes, you know, very precise decisions when he's back there in safety. You got Cam Chancellor, and he's always down low. You know, he plays like a linebacker, can move like a fast guy, like a corner. Then you got Richard Sherman out wide, smart, savvy. You got Jeremy Lane in there. You got Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright, Irving. I mean, you go down the line. And Michael Bennett, those four guys. So we got to bring our A game. We know what we're going against, and we play our game. You know, I believe that we'll definitely compete with them, and hopefully, you know, we can pull off a win against anybody if we play hard.
Terrell, have they asked you specifically to give them tips, or have you just kind of been open about?
Just open. I think, you know, a lot of guys don't think they really knew I was at Seattle, so, you know, I just give those guys, you know, the tips that I've been there. You know, they've been asking me a little bit. You know, guys get better, you know, as the year goes on, you know, the next year. So I can only feed them and give them a little bit, you know, what I knew.
Does it give you, will be a little extra exciting to go out and play receiver against those guys when you, the last time you were, you know, with them, you were a quarterback, and you want to show them that you can do this?
I got to show my teammates that, you You know, I don't go out to show any other team. I go out to have fun, compete, and play the best of my ability, and just continue to get better at my position. You know, that's all I really strive to do every game and practice, really. You know, just to show my teammates that I'm out here with those guys, grinding and competing with them, and hopefully, you know, we want to get a team win. So, do my best to do my part, my 1/11th, to help the team.
How about Russell Wilson and Johnny Manziel? A lot of people are drawing comparisons this week, obviously, because of their size and their mobility and things like that.
Yeah.
Since you've been with both of them now, you know, what are your thoughts on that? Is there?
Well, the only thing is, you know, I haven't been with Johnny. This is his second year, and he hasn't had the experience and the reps like Russell yet. Can he be exactly like that? Yeah, absolutely. Johnny, I think on his early years, he's probably a better passer. The offense is very open to Johnny, so he has a lot on his shoulders. Whereas Russell, he used his legs. He could throw in the pocket as well. So, I mean, that's a tough comparison. I mean, they're definitely kind of identical. It's tough because they're experience and I don't know. I'm not the guy that can depict quarterbacks and pick those two.
Yeah, are you aware of the hot streak that Russell is on right now, though?
Yeah, I think it's with 16 touchdowns, no interceptions, or something like that.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Oh, absolutely. It's his fifth year, right?
Yeah.
Fourth year. So it's about that time. This is the timing where he has to take off. You know, so I know our defense is excited to play against him. So gotta bring home a win.
What did Johnny show you Sunday against San Francisco?
I just think Johnny's a baller. You know, he plays. You know, he just goes out there and has a great time. You know, and he brings that element, that excitement, and that leadership to the offense. So we definitely all enjoy playing with him. He's very smart, he gets us all in the right position if something messed up. Obviously, he uses his legs as well, so he can buy time and create a lot of other opportunities. So, it's definitely a blessing to have him on a team, and he's playing right now very well.
As a player that's learning routes and positioning and all those type of things, Johnny's propensity to extend plays and how do you as a player that's learning a new position like receiver adapt to a guy that maybe forces you to do some things that you're not even, above and beyond what you're taught to do as a receiver?
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I was coming out of high school, I was one of the top recruits in the world. You know, I don't look at receiver as anything else, anything different. You know, I think it's just going out and being an athlete, and obviously there's little things you got to adjust and be crisp on, like the route game, but that's what I've been working for, working by myself with my trainer, with my coach, with the coaching staff and my teammates. So, I'm ready to go, and I don't use it as an excuse. And I look forward to getting out there Sunday and displaying that.
Do you feel like you and Johnny have been developing a good chemistry
Absolutely. I mean, Johnny, he goes through his progressions, whenever he thinks that the receiver is open or he likes the matchup, he's going to take that. So, I'm very excited for Sunday and look forward to it.